Let's welcome in my good friend from Las Vegas. Now with, can we say it, Todd? Is it official?
We can get the affiliations right, Mr. Rogers. Now the market analyst for DonBest Sports, along with the premier gaming columnist for Outkick the Coverage.
Very good. Outkick the Coverage. That sounds like Ryan Tannehill. It is here tonight. We have college football games, one postponed with the Louisiana Tech and Texas A&M. That's moved to October. Where's the money going tonight? Any smart money coming in, or is the public moving the line on any of these games this evening?
The sharpest play earlier actually came in on Monday or Tuesday through a lot of the industry colleagues I've spoken to. Came in on South Carolina. Number has been bet from 7 down to 6.5, even some 6s starting to pop up. However, I have a very different opinion on this game myself. I'm not so sure that Vanderbilt is ready to step into the limelight, and I believe that the pressure is squarely on their shoulders, calling this one of the biggest games in school history. They want to try and turn the corner. I think you'll get a max effort. I'm not sure I'd buy into this move, though, right off the bat.
All right, now I got to correct you because you said the sharp money came in on South Carolina. You do mean Vanderbilt.
Excuse me, South Carolina and Vanderbilt. I apologize. Driving the number from 7 down to 6.
Yeah, okay. I think that's an interesting proposition because I do believe that when – a team is playing a game at home, and they do label it the biggest game ever for that team. That really, I agree with you. I think that does put a whole lot of pressure on a team. It looks like to me that the numbers on the total has moved down in this game pretty significantly, and I would think that points are going to come at a premium in this game. Do you like a side, or do you like a side of the total, over or under?
I agree with you, Mark. I think given that the sharp money has come in on the Commodores as a home dog, that says that this game needs to be played in that 24-17 ballpark. Vanderbilt's not going to go out there and hang north of 3 touchdowns on South Carolina unless they're the beneficiary of big defensive plays or special teams. So if you lean towards the Commodores in this game, I'm more inclined to bet the game under the total. These two teams last season played a 21-3 football game and have traditionally played low-scoring games. There's no reason to believe that'll change tonight.
All right, Mike Leach makes his debut for Washington State. It looks like this number is down from where it opened a couple of points, and the total has gone up significantly. Do you have an opinion on the Washington State-BYU game?
Looking at this game, it's interesting because I think you're getting a discounted price when you're playing Mike Leach. My numbers actually have this closer to 14. I know the market has shifted down towards 12, and obviously Washington State creating a lot of buzz. Offensively, I think they'll be very talented, but defensively still a ton of question marks. The one thing, though, when you bet against Mike Leach catching this many points, that back door is never shut. I would actually lean toward Washington State and the over in this game, but nothing strong or definitive.
All right, I think one of the more interesting games of the weekend is tomorrow night with Michigan State and Boise State. I like Michigan State's team. I think they've got a pretty good squad. This one is 7, and it seems like the total is fairly high because Boise State has a new guy they're breaking in at quarterback after 4 years of Kellen Moore. What do you see in this game?
This game, I actually agree with you quite a bit, Mark. I think Michigan State is undervalued in this spot. You look at a Spartan team who brings back a lot of their key contributors on the defensive side of the ball. We know their ground game will be there. Obviously, question marks surrounding Michigan State's quarterback play. However, from speaking to people up in the Boise area, they're a little unsure how Mr. Southwick will respond on the big stage. Plenty of questions abound on the defensive line, and I think Michigan State goes out there and wins this game somewhere in the ballpark of 27-13. Really inclined to lay the points with the Spartans here and also bet the game under the total.
Do you realize that you're agreeing with me on these picks after
I'm
my poor season a year ago?
I'm
what does that say?
I'm a little afraid right now given your track record, but I am also a believer in the due theory, and we know how poorly you performed a season ago, that you're due to bounce back in 2012, Mark. It is the year of Mr. Rogers' lead pipe lock.
I like your confidence there. Okay, Tennessee, North Carolina State. I talked about this game yesterday. I think the name Tennessee still carries a lot of weight in college football, but I don't think they're any better than North Carolina State. I think this game is probably around a pick 'em, so I don't see how Tennessee should be favored in this contest. I'd take the points in this.
I'm really starting to get scared. You either done extensive homework or you found a way to tap into, you know, my primary knowledge base. I actually have these two teams rated 24th and 25th, respectively. So you look at these two mirror images of one another. You will pay a premium betting Tennessee, who hails from the SEC. They have the marquee quarterback in Tyler Bray. But some questions for the Volunteers who weren't able to run the ball a year ago. I have the utmost respect for the way Coach O'Brien prepares his troops going into battle. I do think it's a pro-Tennessee crowd, but this game should be closer to a pick. That being said, early in the season, I don't see a way to make a strong case one way or the other.
Okay, very nice. How about Saturday's games? Any money moves on those that we should be aware of?
I spoke to Kyle before we jumped into the segment about one game right in Oklahoma's backyard with Tulsa traveling to Ames to take on Iowa State. A lot of people surprised that Tulsa has opened up a 1.5-point favorite in this game, and I actually think the number is a little bit too low when you talk about the Golden Hurricane. I know they have some questions surrounding their quarterback play, and they're looking at a revamped offensive and defensive line. But this is an Iowa State team who was a beneficiary of a big win a year ago against Oklahoma State. Gil Jantz named the starter. I'm not sure Paul Rhodes can work another miracle season with the current talent mix there. I actually would take a strong look at Tulsa in the road favorite role tomorrow, Saturday, excuse me.
Damn. Man, we are on the same page. I mean, I've heard nothing. I've heard nothing but good things about Green at quarterback. I mean, I think Tulsa's had a lot of success at that position, but I think that he's going to be able to step in there and play, you know, play pretty well. I mean, he was very highly thought of kid and transferred from Nebraska, and I heard nothing but good things about him. So I think, and it's, you know, to favor Tulsa on the road against Iowa State tells you something, I would think. I mean, right? I mean, that's a game where people would say, well, I'll take the home dog in that one. So
there's no doubt about it, especially when you look at just conferences early in the season. Spoke to some of the guys offshore, and they're seeing 3 out of every 4 tickets coming in on this game are on Iowa State. But this is a Cyclone team who I'm not that impressed with. They weren't anything to write home about against Rutgers in their bowl game. And outside of a couple Herculean efforts against the likes of Texas Tech and Oklahoma State last season, their resume really didn't impress me much. Like I alluded to, I do think Paul Rhodes is one of the most underrated coaches in the conference. I just don't think the talent level is there, and really believe Tulsa is undervalued only because of their Conference USA affiliation.
Yeah, I like Paul Rhodes in games in which, you know, in rivalry games he's been good, and he's been really good as a big dog. You know, I don't know how well he can rally the troops against Tulsa. You know, I mean, Tulsa just doesn't carry the same kind of name power for the fans, I think, and for the players as other teams would. So I'm on board with that one, and that may be my that may be my lock of the week. That may be my favorite game on the board. A lot of big numbers. I got to ask you about the OU game, and then there are some numbers posted offshore about the Oklahoma State game. You know, I'm kind of skeptical when it comes to OU, that there's some things I need to see about that team to prove to me that they, you know, they're back to national championship contender status, but I don't see UTEP doing much to stay in this game. 31's a lot of points, but if I had to take this game, I'd take OU.
It's definitely a lofty price tag. And, you know, historically I've been reluctant to try and condone laying over 4 touchdowns when you go on the road, even early in the year. There's no doubt about it. There is a huge talent disparity between these two teams. The $100 million question for Coach Stoops and the rest of the Sooners, how much focus do they put into this game, and how much of their game plan will they really show? I know Oklahoma's had some questions on the offensive line that they'll probably won't be answered against the likes of UTEP, but won't really challenge them. But with a number this big, you're always talking about a backdoor that's never truly closed. And on a first-week basis, despite it being a reduced schedule, these are the games I'd be inclined to pass on as a better.
All right, Oklahoma State, have you seen an offshore number on that game?
I actually have not seen an offshore number. I was talking to some of the guys this morning and know they were putting up their FBS, FCS numbers. And I will admit, my FCS power numbers, not anything to write home about, so I won't even venture to see what they'll hang on this game, but wouldn't be surprised to see it move 5 to 6 points one way or the other.
Yeah, it'll be a gazillion. I mean, it should be. I don't even think that'll be a competitive game. All right, give me another game that we haven't talked about that you kind of like, a side or a total.
The game I like is actually Monday night. Virginia Tech takes on Georgia Tech. They're laying 7.5. I know a lot of people will see that extra hook as added value. I'm of a different mindset and really believe that it's just bait at this point. You look at who Georgia Tech has opened the season with the last 4 years, and you're talking about Cupcake Central. Paul Johnson historically has been an automatic go against in bowl games when teams have a chance to prepare for his option attack. Virginia Tech brings back 8 starters this season. I'm not a huge fan of Logan Thomas under center, but if you're going to give me Frank Beamer all summer to prepare for the option offense and a chance to get off on the right foot in the ACC. I think Virginia Tech wins this game by more than two touchdowns, and also would be inclined to even look under the total. I think it's somewhere in the ballpark of 28-10 type of game.
All right, very good. Well, tell people a little about your new job.
Sure. I'll be serving as a Vegas beat writer for Outkick the Coverage, doing everything we can to reach out to all the sources, both here in Las Vegas and the offshore world, to gather information, put it in a nice, neat package, be readily accessible for the casual fan who may have a fascination with the gambling side. From the Don Best side, we'll be doing a lot to innovate some of the sports information space. We'll see a lot more content coming soon. And maybe, just maybe, Mark, we'll be able to get you on there as the voice of a breakdown Sooners and Cowboys games in the heart of the Big 12 schedule.
Nice. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do it. All right. Well, hey, thanks for your input and information this week. We'll do it again. We're going to do it this season every week, Thursday at this time. So if you want to tune in and get knowledge dropped on you for this weekend in college football, we'll take care of it. Thanks, Todd.
Sounds good, Mark. Enjoy the games.
All right. Todd Furman of Don Best and Outkick the Coverage in Las Vegas.